Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Has anyone ever used a word to describe you that surprised you because you didn't realize that's how others see you? Today, we're exploring the Johari window, a powerful tool for self-reflection and building stronger teams. We'll explain what the Johari window is, the benefits, and then how it works with directions with the 5 steps on how to use it correctly. The Johari window is a simple yet powerful exercise that helps you discover hidden aspects about yourself and how others perceive you. It was developed in 1955 by American psychologists Joseph Loft and Harry Ingram with the idea to enhance the individual's perception of others. This model is based on 2 fundamental ideas. The first idea, trust can be acquired by revealing information about you to others. And the second idea, you can learn a lot about yourself from others' feedback. The name Johari comes from joining the 2 founders' first names, but the model is also known as the feedback disclosure model of self-awareness, in case you hear about that name used somewhere else. Here's how the Johari window works. Imagine a window with 4 panes. In the upper left is the open pane. This has traits both you and your team see in yourself. These are a strong indicator of clear communication and understanding within the team. In the lower left is the hidden pane, qualities you see in yourself that others miss. Maybe you're a great listener who needs to create more space for others to speak up in meetings. In the upper right is your blind spot. These are strengths your team recognizes that you don't. This is a great opportunity for growth and to lean into those things. And in the lower right pane is the unknown pane. This pane has undiscovered potential. Identify these qualities and explore how to develop them. Now, before we give you the 5 steps on how to use this, let's talk about the benefits. Number 1, it'll give you increased self-awareness. You gain a better understanding of how you're perceived by your colleagues. Number 2, you'll develop stronger relationships. You build trust and connection based on shared understandings. Number 3, you'll have improved communication. You'll approach interactions with valuable context with the Johari window insights. Number 4, it'll provide you with some personal growth. You can address blind spots and cultivate strengths identified by your team. And number 5, you'll receive effective feedback. You'll learn how to accept and utilize constructive criticism. Here are the 5 steps on how to use the Johari window with your team. Number 1, gather a list of adjectives describing personality traits. You can easily use some sort of AI for this, like ChatGPT, Claude, or Gemini. Step 2 is your self-assessment. Choose 5 or 6 adjectives that best describe you in a work setting. Step 3 is the team assessment. Have colleagues anonymously choose adjectives for you. Step 4 is mapping all of these adjectives in the windows. Categorize all the adjectives into the Johari window quadrants that fit. And step 5 is discussion. Openly discuss why certain traits landed where they did. Be sure to have someone designated as the moderator to assure that feedback is delivered in a positive way and coach people not to be defensive. Do this exercise every 8 to 12 months as a refresher and to incorporate new team members. The Johari window is a valuable tool for personal and team development. By understanding yourself and your team members and how you're perceived, you'll build a stronger, more successful team. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go, please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.